You're with Raf Epstein.
You're on Official History this week, close to the heart of Melbourne, the first port of call for many of you into a new world. Station Pier, been there for more than 150 years, a pivotal place in our history. Temporary home to Navy ships, cruise ships, nuclear submarines even, the spirit of Tasmania. Here's what some of you had to share.
We think of the exhibition buildings, we think of Flinders Street Station, but a photograph from Station Pier of the city is one of the best views you can see. It's out on the water. It's beautiful.
We would stand down on the bottom of the wharf and people would throw streamers across to the boat, but of course they'd miss. But the streamers were loaded with one penny and halfpenny bits. So there was our lolly money.
I'm one of the people that arrived at Station Pier on the 24th of June 1959 as a 10-and-a-half-year-old child. It was magical.
Got a whole string of nylon stockings, tied them all together, a huge ball, threw it to the ship, and after all the streamers had gone, this single row of nylon stockings must have stretched out 200 or 300 metres to the ship as we held onto it on one end and she held onto it to the other end.
So many stories like this texter. Arrived at Station Pier with my family 57 years ago today, September 7, 1964. This texter saying, perfect timing. Someone else, April 1960, a bustling, busy place. A ship full of hopeful Poms looking for their relatives. It was a bit overwhelming for a 12-year-old and the start of a new life. Many of you have travelled in the other direction. Morena recalls departing in 1972 to return to Italy, then arriving back in 1973. Of course, I don't remember the first arrival as I was only 8 months old. Rosemary remembers 1965. I was 8 years old. I remember seeing family friends off to Italy from Station Pier. So many colourful streamers linking those leaving with those who were farewelling. The family had lived with us for 4 years. After arriving in Melbourne, immigrating from Italy, they became too homesick and decided to go back. For me, it's a sad memory as we'd become so close, but the colour and excitement on the wharf was exciting and amazing. Jan's got this wonderful memory, Sunday drives across Melbourne to Station Pier. I was obsessed with going upstairs, so I'd beg my father to walk up the pedestrian overpass at the pier, and he'd then buy me an ice cream so I'd be occupied while he chatted away to the many fishermen who were casting a line off the pier. I was always hopeful that a cruise ship would be awaiting us. But if not, the staircase was amazing. Wonderful memories. Jill agrees. My husband and I once danced on Station Pier with the Melbourne Colonial Dancers at a festival celebrating immigration. In more recent years, we caught the spirit of Tasmania to and from. The most memorable, January 2016, the night after the pier was damaged when one of the two spirits blew loose in a storm. After some uncertainty, our return crossing only ended up being delayed by 12 hours. But it was made somewhat more difficult because I was on crutches, having broken my ankle while in Hobart. Luckily, the storm had calmed by then because walking was somewhat difficult and Station Pier was a very welcome sight that evening. And finally, this from Rosemary. Love is in the air at Station Pier. Someone pashed someone at New Year's Eve, didn't they? Bit different, this texter. I boarded Fairstar as a 21-year-old from Dandenong. Within 2 years, I'd married the first officer, and my life changed totally. Lived many years in Italy, learned a beautiful language, had the most wonderful family there, was blessed the day I walked up that gangplank. Someone who used to work there, and worked there for a very long time, is Evda Marangos, former manager of Station Pier. Hi, Evda.
Hi, Raf.
What do you like about Station Pier? You worked there for a long time. It's just a utilitarian building. What do you like about it?
The importance that it is to Victorians as a whole, not just to the migrant Victorians, because for them it was very important, but also to the Anglo, the earlier Victorians who were associated with World War One and World War Two. And that's because the migrants have got their stories, and I've heard some of those today, but the ones that were associated with the World Wars and were at Station Pier welcoming back those hospital ships.
Wow.
So they were the old diggers, And at the time, after both the World Wars, RACV sent out a message to all of its members to go down to Station Pier and to collect the wounded diggers.
Gosh.
And to take them to the hospitals, the Caulfield Hospital, the Heidelberg Repat Hospitals. So it has an association with a wide range of people, but Victorians as a whole, because we often only think of it as it is associated with the migrants. And it was certainly associated with them. My in-laws came there. My husband, he was eight.
He was eight.
He was eight, yeah. And he thought he was coming to a land that had gold on its roads.
Yes.
That was an eight-year-old. Yeah. My late sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, used to take her there when they dated because that was the closest to his homeland.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so
God,
there were many,
beautiful.
Many migrant stories like that. Many. But for me, it was much greater than that. It was the association with the RACV members. And as I worked there, and I worked there from 1996 to 2020, and I was the only, as far as I'm aware, the only Station Pier manager. Station Pier has 7,500 piles or pylons. This month it celebrates 167 years.
167?
Yeah, on the 4th of September in 1854 it was officially opened.
Oh, God.
It's had a number, and it was a different alignment to what you currently see. The alignment was from the gatehouse pointing towards Williamstown, and the early 1920s it was aligned to what we know today. The buildings were built as pavilions. They were not closed buildings, but due to the weather, they eventually closed them up. So it was never built to last a long time to become the heritage building that it is. In 1956, it was upgraded for the Olympic Games. So it was associated with Essendon Airport, loosely associated with Essendon Airport, because the different country teams, some arrived at Essendon Airport, some arrived at Station Pier.
Oh, I see.
During the migrant years, on average, there was about 100,000 people that arrived, give or take.
Sorry, 100,000 what, every each year or?
Oh, one of the years in particular, and I can't remember which year it was, but there was 100,000 people arrived in that year. Right? So that's what more or less arrived. But that was not the busiest time, surprisingly, because that's when most people think it was the busiest. It was the busiest about 5 years ago, because if you look at all of the Spirit of Tasmania traffic that goes through there and all of the cruise ships that came in, we were receiving about 500,000 people.
So that was busier than all the migrants coming, just
correct.
The cruise ships and Spirit
correct.
Of Tasmania.
Absolutely correct.
And how long did you work there for?
I was with the Port of Melbourne for 45 years.
Why did you stay for so long?
Various names of the Port of Melbourne. Yeah. But I was actually directly involved with Station Pier since 1996 to 2020. And I loved it.
Why? Why did you love it so much?
Well, I met my grandmother on the pier for a start. I mean, I'm the daughter of migrants.
Tell me about meeting your grandmother.
I was only a teenager, so I can't remember a lot, but I could actually remember what I wore because I had a scarf and a beanie hat and they were matching. So I remember that very, very clearly. I also remember that the family could go on board and the trunks and the suitcases were taken off. But the remainder of the family was travelling on to Sydney because that's where my uncle lived. But my mother and her sister lived in Melbourne, so they took their mother off the ship. She disembarked in Melbourne and she stayed with us for 6 months before she went up to live with her son.
Oh, God. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And that is just some of your unofficial history of Station Pier.